look at you. Yeah. Yes.
Your mouth no. Uh-oh. Ooh. Silk pajamas? Girl, you better watch out. You might slip slide right out the bed. So what's the occasion?
Julian's birthday.
Ah. Well, it's a little personal for the 13th date. But who's counting?
How you and Leslie Gaskins?
Leslie Gaskins is yesterday's news, the obituary section.
Honestly, Dwayne, I don't know what you're looking for. I don't think you do either. I cannot keep track of how many women you've been out with since our involvement. I can hardly call a few irresponsible, albeit memorable, moments of passion and involvement.
Whitley, the only thing irresponsible about those memorable moments is that there weren't enough of them. You just got cold feet.
I did not get cold feet.
You got big gunboat queen's Mary top. Don't even try it.
Dwayne, I just had the sense to realize that we are in different places.
Yeah. I was at home plate and you was hung up between first and second.
We aren't talking about me. We're talking about you and why you're having such a difficult time finding a woman. Now, what is it you exactly want in a woman?
Well, I guess I want someone who's attractive, intelligent, church-going, a little kinky. Someone who won't play hacky sack with my heart. I mentioned little kinky got to be kinky.
Dwayne, I'm sure there are plenty of women on campus that have what you're looking for. And I'm gonna help you find one.
Oh, wait, you gonna hook me up? Oh, no way, baby. I'd rather date Mike Tyson in a hair weave.
I'm just offering to help a friend.
Ah, friend, the old F word.
Inside.
You women don't get it, do you? No man wants to be told by a woman he once did or did not have involvement with that they're just friends.
Dwayne, friendship is one of life's most valuable treasures. Please let me fix you up.
No way. No friendly way.
Over there. Like we enjoying the food.
Bad news about our poker game. Dr. Settles is dropping out. He was just named Vice Chancellor of Morehouse.
Oh, man, that's tragic.
Tell me about it. He was the biggest pigeon of the foursome next to you.
Well, have you got a replacement lined up? Hey, man, how about Homer Pinson over at Buildings and Grounds?
Oh, that henpecked handyman. Got to get his wife's permission to go out and get the paper. Besides, he can't play poker.
What about Elaine Hancock over in the bursar's office? She's always going up to Atlantic City to play blackjack. Oh, wait, no, better than that. Dr. Pettigrew, remember last year casino night? She won everything in sight.
Why don't we just cancel the game this week? Give us time to find the right man.
Good idea.
Wait a minute. What about the two women I just suggested?
Now, women are good at bit whiz, but poker is a man's territory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I beg your pardon. Will somebody please get a time machine and bring this knucklehead back to the 20th century?
Well, it won't be me. Because he's right.
Oh, look,
I love women. I respect women. Mm-hmm. I have a mama. But women don't have the necessary killer instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I can play some poker. Now, I bet I can teach any woman on this campus to beat the pants off of both of you Neanderthals.
Is that so?
Yes.
Well, you give me 10 minutes with Stevie Wonder, I teach him to beat any woman on this campus. And he'll write a song about it.
Is that so? Kobe, can I speak to you for 1 second, please?
Yes.
Do you know how to play poker?
No, but I'm very good at soccer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Forget Stevie. That's your man. Now, I have $5 that say you cannot teach him to pull the deck out of the box.
Well, I got 10 George Washington say you can't teach Freddie Brooks how to step a card table.
You are on Saturday in my room.
Fine. May the best man win.
Son, you look miserable. Come on, tell me about it now so I don't see that face in my class, huh?
Well, sir, there's this girl, and I'm not gonna tell you who she was, but, we started out as friends and started getting a little friendly.
Yeah, come on, I got the picture.
Till she gloms onto some fresh meat, and now just because we're back to being just friends, has the nerve to want to hook me up with somebody.
Son, read my lips.
go on the date.
That's what Ron said.
Well, he's right for once. Hey, you got to show this woman that you can move on just like she did. Go on the date.
Yeah, but what if the woman she picks turns out to be a swamp pony?
Your friend has too much of an ego to set you up with anything less than a knockout.
That's what Walter said.
Limbo, will you quit boring everybody with your problems and go on the date?
I found your woman.
Great, who is she?
Megan Lewis.
The Megan Lewis? Get out of here.
She finds you mooey adorable.
Oh, my God, I don't think I've ever been out with anybody that fine before.
Well, here's your big chance.
Oh. Thank you.
Oh, Whitley. That's what friends are for. Oh, there you go. You. Okay.
Now I have 2 days to teach you how to be a poker playing pro.
Why?
Because Walter Oakes, a.k.a. Mr. Macho, keep him pregnant, barefoot, and bid-whist playing, assumes that women cannot play poker.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who does he think he is making a sweeping generalization on the basis of somebody's sex?
You know, isn't that just like a man?
Well, let's go, Coach.
All right, that is the spirit.
All right. Shuffle me up. Deal me down. Toss me in.
Just 2 days, huh?
Testing, testing. All right, now, the object of this game is to get as many cards as you can in one hand, preferably the face cards.
What are face cards?
I'm glad you asked me that, Kobe. Face cards are cards with faces. See? Jack, queen, king, and the ace. Now, the ace is so bad, it doesn't need a face. And these are the top 4 cards in the deck.
Now I see. So these 4 cards are always on the top.
Kobe, I'm gonna get some more 2-hour takes.
I don't get it. You are pretty. You are smart. You got a great sense of humor, girl.
But you're free single and ready to mingle?
Isn't it awful?
Yes, it is.
There's gotta be a reason.
You're a vampire, ain't you?
Why, Megan? Well, I'll be. Julian, it's Dwayne and Megan.
Julian and Whitley. Hey, Brian.
Right. If I read this coincidence in a little novel, I'd say too strange. Mama.
Hey, we've got some time before the movie. Why don't we join you?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Why don't we join them? Yeah. Excuse me, do a cappuccino, amica mia.
She means 2 cappuccinos, please.
Coming right up.
Megan, you look great in that dress.
Yeah, my girl look good? Yeah.
Lovely. I prefer your green one, though. It's not quite so clingy a dress. You know, we can't always make it to that gym every day.
Hey, Megan. After this, why don't we go over to Club Melanie? Can you do the electric slide?
You'll have to teach me.
No problem. When I was a kid, I cut Denny Terrio's grass.
I hate to be very bad news, but snow is in the forecast. I don't think you should drive out that far.
Don't worry, Whitley. I know how to keep a lady warm in the snow.
What a movie! I love Denzel Washington. He's so strong, yet vulnerable.
So, how long did you date Dwayne?
Excuse me?
Dwayne, how long did you date him?
Well, I hate to laugh, sweetie, but Dwayne and I are just like brother and sister.
Hey, if you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to. We both have pasts.
Yes, let's not dwell on the past. Let's deal with the present.
I'm for that.
And when you took over the dance floor, it was Soul Train all over.
All aboard!
I will never say goodbye, Mona Moore. Only a biento.
Why don't y'all just get a room?
I got tickets for Dance Theater of Harlem. I'm sitting front row center, and I put you in the balcony because I don't want you around all those beautiful dancers.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. I've dated them all. But that was in my past. I'll call you.
Yes.
Hey! I think your brother wants to talk to you.
Whitney, I gotta thank you. Megan and I had a wonderful time.
Really?
Yes. Oh, we did that new dance from Brazil, the one that's been banned all these years.
The Lambada?
Oh, yeah, it was hot. I thought all those Brazilians knew was coffee and soccer.
Happy for both you and Megan.
Now, that surprises me, considering you did everything you could to ruin the evening.
Ruin?
Yeah, ruin. You saw me with another woman and it drove you crazy.
Ha! Big laugh!
You couldn't take your eyes off me. If it hadn't been for Julian, you would have wound up in a salsa band playing the congas.
You were the most self-centered person on the face of the earth.
Oh, well, isn't it awful? Tell you something. Me and Megan are going out to get my birthday present. You can bet it won't be no funky pajamas, because I don't wear them, baby.
You're doing it wrong.
But I'm doing it.
Ready?
Ready.
Oh, please.
Kobe.
Yeah.
I was wrong about these women. Mm-hmm. They did not skip town. Mm-hmm. They stayed around and take the butt kickings like men.
Oh, I don't feel like throwing up. I feel like throwing down.
Uh-oh. All right, let's get this humiliation started.
Oh, no, no, no. We are not playing with your cards.
And why not?
Because I used to date you.
Well, we're not going to use your cards. Because while you were dating me, I was dating you.
Look, Walter,
why don't we just use my practice deck?
Fine.
Okay.
Damn it. Oh, I'm sorry. Ladies first. Oh.
Thank you.
That's my man, the lady.
You know, Freddie, some people think that women cannot play cards. So, what do you say we play a little five-card draw, no wild cards, 25 cents to open, any of. All right, Walter, there'll be no coughing, no stretching, no ear pulling, no choking. As a matter of fact, just don't move.
Only move I'll be making is taking your money and putting it in my pocket.
Mm. Right, Freddie, what you got?
Okay, give me three.
Okay.
Ooh, not
give
a happy
three.
Number.
One, two. All right.
All I need is one. Oop, the right one.
Okay, Kobe?
Yes, may I take five, please?
Man, turn your card over.
Sure. Okay, and dealer takes two. All right, Freddie, let's hear it.
Pair of eights.
Ooh, and the rest garbage. What a shame. Full house jacks high, baby.
Okay, Kobe, what about you?
All garbage.
Hey, 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 don't worry about it, brother. That's your first hand. You from another country.
Yep.
Now, Jaleesa, show me what you got so I can take the pot.
Well, all I seem to have is two pair of queens. I just love the ladies.
Hey, accidents happen.
Do we leave now?
No, Kobe, we don't leave now.
Oh.
I'm not leaving till I get everything Jaleesa owns, including your 18-hour girdle.
Fine. You could use it.
Oh!
Hi, Whitney.
Hello, Ronald.
Could freeze a side of beef with that cold shoulder.
Well, you know how women are. Sometimes they just wake up evil.
Well, speaking of evil, you seem a little cranky yourself. Don't tell me sweet Megan turned sweet and sour.
No, she's beautiful, man.
Does that mean I should put another toothbrush on the shopping list?
You know what? I was crazy to let Whitley hook me up. I was even crazier for listening to you and Colonel Taylor and Walter and Mr. Gaines and that UPS man.
Does this mean you're not gonna see her again?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't see a lot of future here.
Well, there you go. There you go. Ever since I've known you, some babe has had you eating out of her shoe. First there was Denise, then there was Suzanne. The list is endless.
Ron.
Nah, man. It's your turn. Make them pay. The women had their decade. This is the 90s. It's over. The brothers are back.
El Foldo, I'm out.
Hey, if you want to see my hands, it's going to cost you another dollar.
I have a flush.
All right, Kobe.
Right down the toilet.
Oh, man.
All right. Three kings, beat that.
Well, Walter, if you insist. 10, Jack, King, Ace, Queen. Pay your taxes to the Queen. Walter, I believe you are now, what, $6 in the hole? I'd be very happy to make you a loan.
Right. Last game.
Oh, no.
Bet everything, winner take all. This time we're playing 7-card stud.
Why don't we make it 9?
Why don't we make it 10? One-eyed jacks, local kings, everything's wild. No rules.
Fine.
See you where you'll get a pizza.
Nope, I can't afford it.
Oh, wait a minute, guys. Here. Get yourselves a large. It's on Walter.
Thanks. Coming.
We have to talk. Whitley, as much as I hate the F word, your friendship means too much to me.
I can't stand all this tension between us.
Yeah, neither can I. Which is why I've come up with the following friendship rules. Hear me out. I put a lot of thought into this.
Someone put a lot of thought into the beanbag chair, too.
Rule number one. No discussion about each other's love life until it's mutually agreed upon. Reason? I can't deal with it. Yet. Rule number two. No more fixing anybody up. Reason? You can't deal with it.
Oh.
Oh.
Mr. Chairman, I have a rule.
Please.
Real friends don't need rules.
Oh, fine. So as far as you're concerned, you and I are friends just like you and Kim? So this means you and Kim have kissed.
Every night and twice on Sunday. Wayne, I know it's difficult, but I don't understand why two mature adults can't talk about any and everything, even love lives.
Okay, Whitley, we'll try it your way.
Thank you.
Oh, Marjorie Hicks told me to tell you hello.
Marjorie Hicks?
Yeah, I'm taking her to the Consorts dance next week.
Oh, well, you have a wonderful time. No. Although I think he could do better than that front-running little sniglet who has all the class of a roadhog.
Yeah, I see we're gonna have some real mature talks about our love life.
Dwayne, I only said that because you are too decent for her. Have some pride.
What was that again? A front-running little sniglet?
Oh.
You know, had I known things were gonna get so complicated, darling, I would have never kissed you.
That's a lovely sentiment.
No, think about it. Every time we kissed was during some disaster. We kissed during Walt and Jaleesa's wedding.
We kissed in a blizzard.
Yeah, it kept you warm in the snow, didn't it? You know what? I just thought of a rule that would knock out all the other rules.
What is it?
You and I should share one more kiss. This way, we could completely close the books on our involvement.
Dwayne.
What?
No.
Why not?
I can't.
Why?
I have a boyfriend. Hello. Oh, did we forget?
Listen, I'm ready to kiss this whole thing goodbye. I'm not talking about a tonsil-sucking, gum surgery, Jacques Cousteau wet one. Just a friendly smooch between friends. Kiss the baby. Get the baby kiss.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
One friendly kiss.
One, just one.
Mouth closed. That's it.
Bye, buddy. Rules are rules.
Walter, it has been a pleasure.